Vayter in Shaspir and Daf Chaf Beis, picking it up on Chaf Alfa and Beis, bada 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 Beis, five lines up for the bottom, Tanu Rabbanah. Now we're going to deal with the idea of when a person has to sit Shiva, what happens if they don't find out in the beginning? We spoke about the first 3 days being pretty chashev over here. So it says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanah, an avos shloshi yom rishonim, an avos for the first 3 days after their loved one passed away. Bamim makom karov moni maim, if they come from a close place, then they count with them. Rashi explains, Imha Velim Shavosa Makam, hold the Makam Karvhava, since it's close to there, means within a day's journey. Viachalava Bitchilasa Avelis, he would have been able to come in the beginning, therefore Khashvina Lay Kamoda Asa, we compare like as if he came. Denomana Elahe Yamim Shara Avelim, he only does 5 days with the Avelim. So what happens is the guy didn't know about it, then he wakes up one day, someone tells him, by the way, you know that your relative passed away. He's like, what? He's within the first 3 days. And he's within a day's travel, then he just goes and he counts with them wherever they're up to. So he comes from a faraway, distant place. And what does he do? He counts for himself. Rashi says, Shiva Shleimim, 7 full days. From then and on, meaning after the first 3 days, if he shows up, even if he's within a day's journey, still, he gets to count from himself, he's count 7 days from right there. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, he argues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, if he comes on the 7th day from a Makom Karov, he still can go ahead and count with them. Vayter, Amar Mar, Shloshi Yom Rishonim Bavi Makom Karov Bali Mayim. In the first 3 days, if he comes from a close place, he counts with them. Amar Avchir Ba'aba, Amar Rav Yochanan. They qualify that. Who sheish gadol abayis babayis. That means, when is that true that you can go ahead and, you know, just tag along and jump on in, like from where they were holding? That's only if it was like a set of velas that started from with the oldest brother there. Rashi explains what that means is that Shaba umatsa gadol abayis babayis, the oldest brother is there, mona imam, then you count with them, ima veli abayis. V'zeh Shaba hu atzayir mimena, one who comes is younger. Aval, ima ya gadol baderech, if it's a young one that was sitting, and the older one that comes, uba besoch shol shalom, comes in the first 3 days, afil imakum karav, even within a close place, counts to himself. The luchash of avelus that sire lets the roof gadol by a day. Can't have that. Like the older one comes and joins in with the younger one. Doesn't work like that. Only the young one can join in with the older one. Yibayelulagamar comes in freksakasha. You just said that if the older one comes, he can't join in with the younger ones. We're going to see seemingly not like that. Beep. Turn the page. Chaf Aleph. Let's take a look at Chaf Beis. Halach Gadol Abayis LaBeis HaKvaros. Let's say the older one went with the body to the Beis HaKvaros. Ashes Achim Itatsa LaKovro. V'shol Shem Gimel Yamim. We know that back in the day, and even now we do such a thing, that they would go ahead and would take the body from where it would die, and they would bring it to a place to the burial. And not everybody would travel along with it. Sometimes they bring it from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. They would go and bring it to a far place. And what happens if the oldest one goes along with the body to bury it, but the other ones turn back and they go to be now to go sit Shiva? Mao, what's the din? What's the din? Does he go ahead and can he go join in with them or not? Right? Because what we would think is as follows. We know that we're going to see that when, as soon as the ones that are not burying the person, let's say a person, you have 5 brothers and they lose their mother. And one of them, the oldest, goes with the mother to go bury her. The 4 younger ones turn around to go back to, you know, sit Shiva. They start their Shiva right then. As soon as they turn away, even the body's not yet buried over there. Now, the one who's going with them, only starts from the time that they buries it. So it turns out that one can end their Shiva one day and the other one end their Shiva 2 or 3 days later. Toshima, Toshima. The question is, what happens when the brother comes back? Now he comes back. Does he join in with the other ones or not? Toshaba. Afilu halach gadol ababayis lebeis hakvaros. Mona imayim. Even he goes with them. He counts with them. Rashi says, Mona imayim davela shalahem. Hischilim shechazu pineyem min hameis. Their avela started from the time that they turned away. Avela shal gadol achistam gadol. Only once they go ahead and they bury, but he goes ahead and he joins with them. In fact, the Gemara, what? Mona imayim. He counts with them. Votanya monatzu. We learn that he counts for himself. He counts only by himself. Which means he's getting later. So Gemara Lokasha. Hadasa begotalasa. One is talking about was within the first 3 days. If he ends up coming back within the first 3 days, so then he goes and he counts with them. So even though you would have thought that he would end a day or 2 or 3 later, he kind of skips all that and he comes and he joins with them. Hadalasa begotalasa. The one that says that he does it on his own, it means it came after 3 days. Kihada amar lehu rev libnei atzlafoni. Like he told the people that in Bnei Tzlafoni, that's just a makom, it's a place. Daaso. The ones that came within 3 days, they can go and join with you. If not, then they have to count for themselves. You who do not go and follow the casket to its place. Rashi says, "Demand the azal basar arsa lo chayli aleha ve'elus." The person who goes with the casket, the vessel doesn't start the 7 days. Atchin is tabagol. Kishmalich and mita mibavel atisho. When they bring it from above to atisho, look for it and to bury it. Ve'ain kol akrovim kula michom lalos. And everyone could go to atisho malav and ames parsa o mil v'chosin. They would walk with it a parsa mil, then they would turn back. So it says, "You, the laws is a basar arsa. The ones who didn't go." When the times you turn your faces away from the gates of the city, that on your way to go back, that's when you start the process of counting Shiva. Rashi says that Mishar Chitzon Shalair, when Migoshah Das the Asith Levesa, as it's you're separating away from in order to go back to your house. Aschilu Manu. Rashi says you may avail us. Afagav the Linikvar Meis even though it's not buried. Ad Yomim Ram. It could be a bunch of days. Still, Afagav the avail us. Ainu Chal Al Chiyusa Magola until they go and they bury it. You coming back, that's already like it was already better buried. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, remember he was on argue said, Afil Baba Yom, Ashvi, even when you came on the seventh day, Mimakom, Karo of Monimon from a close place, you count with them. Now, this is the next part, Zakta Gemara, the Gemara, Amar Rav Chia Bar Agam, Da, Amar Rav Yossi Ben Shal, Amar Rabbi, Vuhu Shebao Motza Menachem Menetzlo. When is it true that the person who comes within 7 days, even if it's the last of the seventh day, according to Rabbi Shimon, the person can go and join him with him and have to count 7 days beginning out today. He found out in the seventh day. He's like, oh my gosh, he runs over to go sit with his brothers. When is it true that that counts? That's only if he comes there and he still finds people being menachem and they're still there. Rashi says, Shabbat b'shvi shachris, atchlo umdu menachem in etzol zeh shababayis. Those are there. People are still comforting them. Boy Rav Anan comes and asks, nina rulamu v'lo umdu ma'a. What happens if he shows up, he runs in and he sees them, they're like, you know, getting ready there. They're getting sort of adjusted in order to stand up and they're ready to leave. Does that count as if they left yet or they're still there and therefore he doesn't have to count the new 7 days? Says the Gemara Teiku. Gemiri Chavre de Rabbi Abba Barchia, Rabbi Abba, the friend of Rabbi Abba Barchia, learned from Rabbi Abba, Umanu, who's that? Rabbi Zera. And some say the opposite of Amalah, Chavre de Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera, Umanu, Rabbi Abba, Berei de Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. That's who it was. He learned the following. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'treifos. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when it comes to treifos. V'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ba'avel. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to avelos. Ki Rabbi Shimon ba'avel. The idea of Rabbi Shimon ba'avel had Amar. Like we already said, if he shows up on the seventh day, then he joins with them. Ki Rabbi Shimon b'treifos. What is that? That time we learned in the Mishnah. B'nei me'ayim are the intestines. Let's say b'nei me'ayim shenikfu v'leicha sotman k'shera. The b'nei me'ayim, the intestines, if they get some sort of hole, then that's going to be called a tray for the animals. No good, you can't eat it. But let's say it gets that hole, but then it gets sealed up with some sort of mucus that goes and covers it up. V'leicha sotman k'sher, it's going to be kosher. Divrei Shimon Gamliel, azay gezukta b'Shimon Gamliel, he says that is okay. My leicha, what does that mean? Leicha, Amar Rav Kahana, he says shirka. The mei the nufik agav duchka. It's the stuff that's on the inside of the intestines that kind of like squirts out when it gets pushed. And what happens, that goes and it blocks it off. So good, that's what he says. The halacha is like him when it comes to treifos, halacha is like Shimon when it comes to avelos. Amar man dehu. Rashi says, this is a Adam Echad, some fellow, the man David that was there, and he heard this idea. What they said about Rav Yochanan, what he passed in there, he said, Eski ve'esek ve'egmer l'shmaisim v'pumi demayar. I would love to go up and hear this from his mouth. Rav Abba Bered, Rav Chia, Omer Rav Zera, which everyone had said it. I'd love to hear him personally say that. Kisalik, so we're not talking about Abba Bered, Rav Chia, Bar Abba, he found him, and Omer Lay, and he says to him, Omer Mayar, Alach Yerba Shimon Megamliel, but Trefus, did you say the Alach Shimon Megamliel when it comes to Trefus? Omer Lay, he says back to him, huh? I said the Alach is not like him. Not that Alach is like, but rather the Alach, not like you heard, but the Alach is not like him. The student was like, whoa, okay, so Kirby Shimon be'evil, my, what are Shimon be'evil? Do you hold like that? Right? Is that the Alach or not? So he says, no, listen, Amalei Pluktaninu, that is a machlokas. The Itmar, because we said, Rav Chista Amar, Halacha, Rav Chista said that's the halacha. Halacha is like Rav Shimon. V'chein am Rabbi Yochanan halacha. Rav Shimon says halacha is like Maso. Rav Nachman am in halacha. Halacha is not like Rav Shimon when it comes to the idea of avelus. V'ein halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And what's the Gemara actually now say? V'ein halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. But treifus halacha is not like Shimon Gamliel when it comes to treifus. Halacha Rav Shimon Evel. But it's like Shimon Rav Evel. The Amar Shmuel. I think this is number four of the Masechta. Halacha k'divrei amekel b'evel. The halacha is like the one who is mekel when it comes to avelus. Now, the Gemara is going to now deal with different cases, which are going to be the differences between when a person is mourning for their parents or they're mourning for other relatives, meaning the spouse, sister, brother, son, or daughter. We know the Zion Krovim again, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. Then we have a distinction now between the other ones and the parents. The parents are the main ones, and the other ones are those five. Al kol ha-meisim kulan. All the meisim matchi mitaso arei ze meshubach. Rashi explains that means when Maher Lotzia, those who hurry it up to try to bury it, that is Meshubach. Al Abba Val Ima raise a Meguna, but on the father and mother, that's a Meguna. That's disgusting. That's a disgrace to do that. You don't want to rush their burial. You don't always have to feel like you're mourning. Haya Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov raise a Meshubach. Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, then it's Meshubach. Sheinu Osel L'chvod Avivimo. You're only doing it for the honor of the mother and father. I'll call him a some cool on, and everybody else, Ratzim Amayit Bisco, if you want, you can go ahead and be Amayit in your business. Or if you want, Rotza, Eino, beep, turn the page, Chav, Pesach, Pesach, Eino, Mamayit. You don't have to go ahead and be Mamayit in the business. We learned earlier, we know in Avos, Aser, B'malacha, different Rishonim. So some explain that what it means is, it's talking about Davar Avid. You're allowed to not incur Davar Avid when it comes to others, when it comes to your parents. Not like that. Al Avid, Vel, Ima, Mamayit. When it comes to father, mother, you have to be Mamayit. To stop even is going to be some sort of loss. I'll call him Mason Kula on another five. Ratza Cholitz, Ratza Enu Cholitz. If you want, you can go ahead and you can be Cholitz. And if not, you don't have to. What does that mean? Cholitz, Ratza is Ksefo. It was a minute to go ahead and to show your shoulder. To go ahead and to show your shoulder, to reveal the shoulder. If you want, yes, if not, now. Of a Velim, when it's father and mother, Cholitz, you go ahead and we do it. Mbaisab a Gadol Adorechad, there was a story about a Gadol Adorechad, one of the greats, Shemisab a Bikish Lachlotz, one of his father passed away and he wanted to be Lachlotz, he wanted to show his shoulder. Bikish Gadol Ador Acher, there was another Gadol Ador, another great sage, Shemel, Ubikesh Gadol Ador Acher, Shemel Lachlotz, another one was with him, he wanted to do the same thing. He wanted to, you know, Imo Anochi, but sorry, I want to feel your pain also. V'nimna v'lo chalitz. So the first one decided not to do it in order that the second one shouldn't do it. Rashi says, V'nimna ovel v'lo chalitz mishum kvod gadol ador she'imo shebikesh lachos gamus. He's like, I'm not doing it because then he's going to do it. I don't want him to do that. It's not the right thing. So for he didn't do it either. Now, who was this? Amar Abaye, Gadol Ador Rebbe. The Gadol Ador that lost his tate, that was Rebbe. Gadol Ador she'imo Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. Okay, so now says Gemara. V'yikadami, some say the opposite. Gadol Ador, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. If Gadol Ador Shimo is Rabbi, in fact, the Gemara understand. Bishlam l'man d'amar Gadol Ador Shimo Rabbi. If you want to say the Gadol that was with him, that wasn't actually mourning, was Rabbi. Hainu did nimna v'lo chalitz. That's why we find the first one was nimna v'lo chalitz. That's why Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha didn't go ahead and do it because he didn't want Rabbi to do it. Also, and l'man d'amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, who says that the Gadol Ador, who is the friend who wanted to do it also, was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and the one who was actually in mourning was Rabbi. Am I named the Velachalitz? Why would you hold back and not do it? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi Ava. We know that Rabbi's father was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. And Rabbi Shimon, since he was a Nasi, v'kuli alma mechayvi lemichlatz. Everyone has to do this minhag of revealing their shoulder because that's who it was. So you know, because he was the Nasi, and therefore all of Klai Yisrael behaves like that when it was a Nasi. So why would you hold back and doing it? You should be doing it anyway. Answer the Gemara, Kasha. Good question. I'll call him a some cool and stop like a shoshim yom on the other five. You go and you can cut your hair after 30 days. However, I'll aviv imo achigiro bochave. Rub until your friends yell at you. Rush says, Shakfar gida pera yosim. Now your hair is going too much to come over and say, yo, bro, you need a haircut. I'll call him a some cool and nichas. Oh, so what did we see? What we saw is that other than mason, they do it after 30 days, right away after shloshim. But when it comes to the father and mother, no, you shouldn't cut your hair the entire year until someone comes and says, yo, this is too much. I'll call them a some kulam nichas abesa simcha la'acha shloshim yom. And all the rest have been going to, they only have this idea called shloshim. After 30 days, they can go to abesa simcha. Al ovev yel imo la'acha shnemes ha'chodesh, only after 12 months. Amar rabba barachana v'lesimchas mireyos. Machlokas Rishonim, what that means, Rashi explains what it means, is Seuda Shosen Reim Ve'ovim Zeim Ze. It's a Seuda that people that love each other, friends, that they go and they sit and they have together. V'lovi Simcha Kukach, this is a bigger Simcha. A bunch of friends get together, they enjoy each other's company. I'm a Seuda de Simcha, but a Seuda of Simcha could go Nisu and like marriage, even there, not let it go in there. Frakta Gemara, Mei Sevei. Frakta Gemara, we have a question from a Braisa. Will a Simcha Vilmareus Shloshim Yom? Wrong chop. This is another brisa saying, well, the simcha mereyus shloshim, which means both. You just came along, Rabbi Barchana, and you qualified in saying only simcha's mereyus. They let it go after 30 days, but you can't go to a simcha, which is more than that. We can't, it can't be, will a simcha mereyus. But this brisa comes and says, ula simcha vilimereyus shloshim yom. He separates these two, the brisa, seeming to say that simcha emereyus, mean to say it's more than just friends, it's even some sort of wedding of such, you're allowed to go and do such a thing even after 30 days, right? 30 days is fine for both. It's a kasha on him. Amemar Masnihachi, Amemar explained it as follows. I remember Bechana, the way that he said it, Ulesimcha Mereus Motor Likanes Lealter. When it comes to a friend dinner, you're allowed to do it even immediately. You don't have to wait. Says the Gemara, has to be 30 days for each of them. Says Lokasha, ha barisusa ha bepuranusa. When are they allowed to do it immediately? When they have to wait till after 30 days? When they're allowed to do it immediately is talking about, when he asked, ha barisusa, the one who says it's also for him to go ahead and do it, even the French shtiklech, until 30 days, that's talking about arisusa when it's the first of its kind, meaning you have a bunch of group of friends, they get together and say, we're going to make a bunch of different meals. You'll pay for the first one, I'll pay the second, you'll the third, and they all started it off. So if it's the very first one that didn't start yet, so you can't join until after 30 days. Haba Paranusa, the other one is Paranusa, which means like Pura, to like the Tapara, to like paying back. In other words, giving back to what you already did. So then since it's already started the process and now it's your turn, you can go even within 30 days. Al Kola Mesim Kulam Korea Tefach. Okay, now we move on a little bit more. On all Mesim, on the five, you go and when you tear, Tefach. Al Avavel Imo Achi Gala Slibo, until you go out and you reveal your heart. That's how far it's got to go, which is generally more than a tefach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbevo, Mikra, where do we find this idea, this pasuk, whatever pasuk it says you have to do it, to do a tefach? This pasuk says, V'yichazik David bebegadav v'yikarim. And David HaMelech held on to his clothing and he tore it. It's talking about what he found, that Shaul and his very close friend, Yonason, they died. So he grabbed on and tore. When you grab on something, look, your hand is like a tefach. You're grabbing on something, it's like your hand. It can't be less than a tefach. So that's how you know it's a tefach. I'll call him Asim Kulan on everyone else. Afilu lavu shasar chalukin in Korea Elyon. If you're wearing 10 things, you only tear the top one. Al avavel imo Korea is Kulan. You tear all of them. Vapikursuso enima keves. That was some sort of thing that they wore, like a sudr that they wore on their head. And Rashi says, "Shall the apikur suso shall rosho einim akevus klomer ein sarich lekar." You don't have to tear that. Echad ish ve'echad isha. A man and a woman have to go and tear their clothing. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer says, "Aisha kras es a tachton umachziraso lachareha." Rashi explains that Ha'isha, Shemesa, Vio, her father and mother died, cross Cholaka Tachlun, the garment that's underneath the top garment. It's not the top garment, something underneath. Mishum Stias, Mechazaras, Akara Lachar, and she flips it over to the back. She flips the tear to the back. Vichozeris, and then Vikorah, she goes again, Vikorah says Ellen, she rips the top one. So she's wearing two layers. She rips the inner layer, flips it around, so when she rips the outer layer, that she's not going to be exposed. So that's what Chazal says. I'll call the Mesim Kulan on everyone else, but the Papa and the Mama. Ratza Mavdil Kame Safa Shelo Ratza Eino Mavdil. If they want, they could start to tear from the actual top of the, you know, on the top of a shirt. There's like, I don't know, it's called a hem, but the thing that goes around the border of your neck. If you want, you could start to cut from over there. Ratza Mavdil Kame Safa Shelo. You could do it past that, or you could do it. You could do it starting from there, or you don't have to. Like, in other words, what it means is you can go ahead and you can, a lot of times these shirts have a little slit going that it's already cut a little bit and you start to tear from there. It's not exactly as recognizable, although you can do it if you do it the tefach. If you want to do it, you can. If you want to do it, you can do it beyond that in a way that it can be more noticeable. I love Avimo, Mavdil. But when it comes to the father and the mother, then you have to be Mavdil, which means you have to start now from there to be obvious that you're actually doing it as mourning. Rashi says, Kamei Safa, Krishi Nira, Akari, you can see the rip, and it's clear. Rabbi Huda Omer, Kol Kriya Sheino Mavdil, Kamei Safa Shelo, Eino Ela Kera Shel Tiflos. He argues and he says, sorry, if you don't do it beyond that that border, then you didn't do anything. It's a keresh of tiflus. It's rashes klomer lo yatsi de kriya fidenira de beis saver hua kol. It just looks like it's part of the actual neck design of sorts. You have to go beyond that if you do that, even for someone who's one of the five. Okay, Amar Abavo, my time of Rabbi Huda. What's pshat Rabbi Huda? Says dechseva yichazik bebigadav yikareim l'shnayim kroyim. This is in Malachim when Elisha was tearing his clothing when he saw that Eliyahu HaNavi was on his way out, or on his way up, actually. So this is, he went to do it l'shnayim kroyim. Now, why did he stay into two tears? When it says that he tore it, I don't know that it means into two. That's what tearing means. It looked like it was torn in two. When you go and you start from the top, then it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's just like a little bit longer. When you go and you go from the middle part, you separate from the actual border, then it looks like you did it into actual two. That's how you have to do it. Al kola, mesim kola, and all the other five. Shol achashiva, me'achel achashiva. After 7 days, you can sew it in a way that's not so stark. But after 30 days, you actually sew it up completely. I love Avimo when it comes to father and mother. Now you think like, okay, well, bro, get a new shirt. But not everyone has the opportunity of doing that. So if they're a poor person or back in the day didn't have so much, so what they do? They say, go ahead, you could loosely sew it, and after you could sew it right back up and continue wearing that. But when it comes to father and mother, shol achas shloshim, after 30 days you could do a shvacha maisa, veinam ma'achil olam, and you're never allowed to go ahead and put it back to its original glory ever. Va'isha sholalta le'alter b'vei kvodah, but when it comes to a woman, she can go ahead and she's allowed to do it. She's allowed to like sew it back together immediately. Rashi, we have Mosif Rashi on the side, says Va'isha shalata la'alta filu toch shiva. This is Gemara is going to say later on, even in shiva itself, because of her honor, because of her kavod. Kiyasa story time. Kiyasa Ravina, Rav Yochanan, where Rav came from. This document from Bava Teres Yisrael. He said that what Rav Yochanan says. Al kol abisim ratzakreya biyad ratzakreya b'kli. On all other five, you want to tear, you can do the tear with one's hands, or they can do it with the kli. Rashi says meaning sakin k'dishalu yafset a beggar or knife, so don't really ruin the beggar too much. I love a velima biyad when the father and mother's got it done with a hand in a way that it actually messes it up a little bit more, you know, a little more mourning. On all the other mason, they could do it from the inside. Rashi explains what that means when it says bifnim, from the inside, they could do the something that was underneath the garment in a way that it's eino korea michutz le'inekol, not everybody is seeing it. Al aviv ve'al imo korea michutz, you have to on the outside where everyone can see it. Others explain that what it means is on the inside means that it you could do it somewhere where nobody sees you actually doing it, but then it can be seen after. The other ones, and when you're talking about Aviv Ima, it's got to be done in a place where everybody sees what's going on. Amrav Chista v'chein l'nasi. This also applies to a nasi. And when the person dies, they have to be korea mibachot, just like a father and mother. May say frak the Gemara. Lo hushvil aviv l'imo ela l'ichoy bilvad. The Brisa says that we do not equate, Rashi spells out, your Rebbe and the Av Bezin and the Nasi and all those that we say in the Brisa to the father and the mother, except for ichoy, which means to say, except for ichoy, which means of you're not allowed to sew it up completely and nicely after the fact, right? She'in misachim le'olam, aval lo hushvil aviv l'imo l'kro mibachutz l'hai. L'hai lo hushvil aviv korei mibachutz v'al kulon eno korei mibachutz. You don't have to do it. Why are you saying? You just said the v'chein l'nasi you have to do on the outside like the father and the mother. By lav, afil nasi, is not including also the nasi. He says, "Lo, labar mi nasi." It means all the other ones are not. You're right. They're not like the father and mother to that extent, but the nasi is like the father and mother, and therefore you have to do it on the outside and or like others explain. outside garment or outside in front of everyone. Story time. Nesia Shachiv. This happens that the Nasi died. Amalei Rav Chista, Rav Chanan, Barava, Kfei Asisa v'kuma la v'achvei kriya la'alma. Flip over the mortar, Rashi says, Hafacha michteshes va'omerle, stand on it. Vikara kadeshi yurucha kola am kishatikra. Everyone should see that you go ahead and you are and you're ripping. V'achvi kriya la'alma, show the whole world that you're doing it. Similar to the other pshat that we understood, it means, outside means everyone should see it. Viter is like the Gemara, al chacham, if you have a chacham, which means memuna ha'le'ir, shemevakshim yimene ho'ra, he's the one who's passing in the city, what do you do? Cholitz miyamim, you reveal the riyamim. Rashi says, a katef yam miyamim, the shoulder on the right side. When it comes to the Av Beis Din Mismol, you do it on the left side. That's even more chashuv and more prominent to do so, that more pronounced. Al Nasi Mikana Mikana Nasi is on a high level, you do it on both sides. Reveal both shoulders. Just to drop more, Tanu Rabbanon, Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrash HaBatel, Chacham Medayis is Beis Midrash HaBatel. Rashi says, Osen Shiragil and Limo Torah Mipiv, those who learn Torah from his mouth. You stop, you don't go ahead, you don't shtai, you gotta participate in this burial and this mourning. Av Bezdin Shemes, Kol Batim Midrashah Shemiru Batil, and Av Bezdin who dies, all the Batim Midrashahs in his town, they stop. That is unbelievable. Because everybody's learning and shtagging from him. V'nichnasin Lebeis HaKnesses, so Mashanis V'koman, they go into the shul and they all switch their places out of a state of mourning. Yoshem B'Tzafan, Yoshem B'Darim, those who sat normally in the north, in the south, Yoshem B'Darim, so in the south, Yoshem B'Tzafan, you do a little switcheroo. Nasi Shemes Bati Midrashos Kulan B'Tel, if the Nasi dies, then all the Bati Midrashos are Mvutal, or stop learning, or B'nei HaKnesses, Hanichnasin Lebeis HaKnesses, and the people of Beis HaKnesses, they go in, they go into the Beis HaKnesses, beep, turn the page, Chav Gimel. The Korin Shiva Vyotzin, they read seven and then they leave. Rashi says, Korin Shiva, talking about a Chabbos, B'Sefer Torah, they aim to spell in Yachad, B'Bitza Knesses. Unbelievable. El Kolechav Yachad, B'Spal Lebeis, so each one davens in his own house. Rabbi Shum B'Kar Chomer, Lo Sheyelchu V'Taylu B'Shuk, El Yoshim B'Domen, after they go in and they start, you know, having vacations and start taking Tulim, you know, trips and whatnot. Rather, they sit at home and they are quiet, contemplating the loss. Ve'in Om Shmua V'Agada, Bebeis Avel, and you don't say Shmua Vagados. You don't start discussing Gemaras and start speaking Agadot, those different Agados in a Beis Avel. Rabbi Chananya Begamliel said about him, Shahayo Meshmua Vagados Beis Avel, he would do Shmua Vagados in a Beis Avel. Okay, my friends, I'm going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.